Brian Mazeroski and Joe Beamer here with you on WBEN. Thanks for hanging out with us, Joe. What a 24 hours since we left. You know, we left here today or yesterday with a mystery of what happened. And first off, happy birthday.
Oh, thanks.
I was going to make you a cake.
That's okay.
But then I didn't.
It's not like a big birthday or anything. It's just an
every birthday is a big birthday. That's not true.
I think I mentioned this last week. I feel like my 30s are flying by. It feels like my 20s took forever, and my 30s, it seems like yesterday I turned 30. Yeah.
Well, I mean, your 20s, you're kind of like in different stages, right? Like you're in school or whatever, then you're like moving out, you're doing jobs, and you're switching like things like that. Like there's a lot of eras in your 20s. Your 30s, it's just like, yeah, we're
very consistent.
I'm me.
Yep.
Like, I've got me figured out. I kind of know who I am, so I'm just going to be the same person now for the next 60 years.
It's one of those things. I appreciate the birthday wishes, but, you know, if no one said happy birthday, to me, it's just another day. You know what I mean? I mean, I hate to be that way. Fine. It's not a milestone or anything.
When do birthdays stop mattering?
Well, I think you'll always, like, I think 40 is a big one, 50, 60. Like, I think those milestone
birthdays for
sure. I think after 21, though.
On the 5s and 10s or just the 10s?
Yeah, just the 10s.
Just the 10s? Not the 5s?
This is a 5 today. I'm not making I don't think it's a big deal.
Oh, my God. I keep forgetting that you're at some point 2 years older than me at some point.
Yeah. It's a year and 3 months.
I had your birthday wrong.
Yeah.
I thought, oh. So it is a big birthday.
No, it's not. I can run for president now. Great.
I keep forgetting you're 2 years older than me sometimes.
Yeah.
For long. I'm going to catch up.
No, in 3 months. Yeah.
I'm going to almost be there. But so, all right. So the 10s, big milestone birthdays. Yep. Then like
21. It's a big one.
Yeah.
18's a big one.
18 is a big one. I think.
I mean,
is 18 a big one anymore?
Yeah.
What can you do differently at 18?
Gamble.
You can?
Yeah.
You can sign up for like an online...
Yeah, I mean, some casinos you can't because...
21 is smoking now. 21 is booze now. Yep. 21 is a lot of things now.
18, you can vote.
You can vote.
Play the lottery. You can fight for the country. You can pretty much do anything except for drink and smoke.
Because I was going to say 16 might have overtaken 18.
Yeah, at 16 you can only get your permit. You can't even drive by yourself at 16.
Eventually you can, though. Like, after a few months, go to driver ed and do the stuff.
Maybe. I did all that. I don't remember.
I remember being 16 and being able to go out on my own.
But not at night unless you're driving home from work.
Yeah.
There is some.
I was always driving home from work. I was the hardest working 16-year-old in the land. I kept my work clothes in the back seat just in case.
By the way, I heard something in the locker room this morning. Probably shouldn't have started the conversation that way.
Yeah.
One in eight people... You are one of eight. You are one in eight have worked at McDonald's. You
really
are in the one of eight people.
That doesn't surprise me too much.
I am not in that exclusive club. Yeah. I heard that while I was changing.
I guess they're more common than I thought. Oh, aside from like the people I know who work there the same time as me, though, I don't know anybody else.
See, that's that's the thing, yeah.
I haven't really met that many people.
But yeah, I would say 16, 18, 21. You have a lot of milestones in a row. And then after 21, 30's big. Yeah. And after 30, 40.
I think when you're a kid, though, it's...
Every year.
Until you're 10.
Yeah.
Then 11 is...
13, because it's teen.
13.
Yep.
16, 18, 21. No one cares.
Yeah. After 21, no one. I mean, hey, again, I'm very thankful for the people who have wished me happy birthday, but, you know... It's just another, it just reminds me that 30s are flying by.
How far, like everybody knows somebody who goes like over the top every year.
Oh yeah.
Their birthday is a big, someone reminded me, 19 was a big birthday to go to Canada.
Yes, here it is, 19's big.
I do remember that, like 19 years old, and you have to like, all right, let's go to Canada. And I think the only difference here is like 19-year-old me, we would walk across the Rainbow Bridge.
Yep.
You go to some of the places there, and I was just like, because you're in the tourist trap of Clifton Hill. I can't afford to, you know, like, that happened once when I was 19, and I'm like, I'm not doing this again because I'm 19. I'm broke.
So you walk off of Clifton Hill a little bit. I mean, yeah, it's a walk, but you walk a little off of Clifton Hill.
I didn't know, like, to explore the area a little more, you know. We weren't doing much of that.
The former Madai College, we did a lot of trips up to Canada to the off of Clifton Hill.
Going around to some of the other places.
Yeah. But yeah, you're right. That is that's a big one. I can't say I'm in my early 30s anymore. Maybe I couldn't say that at 34 either, but this officially, I am officially in the middle of my 30s.
Yeah. You could have said that last year, too.
Yeah. I mean, mid-30s, I'm guessing, is like 34 to 37.
Yeah.
I'm also in a different category now when we talk about the ratings. I'm in 35 to, 57, no longer the 18 to 34.
Yeah. Oh, you're really mature. You're really mature now.
I know. It's.
Do you know those people in your life who, like, every single birthday has to be, like, a big event?
Take the whole week off?
Or not even that, but, like, throw, like, a party. You know, it's a party. Oh, it's my birthday. Like, I need to do this, or I can't be doing this.
Is that more common in our generation than others?
Oh, yes. It's got to be, right?
You know why I say that? So I went on Instagram this morning, as I usually do. I'll check all the socials when I get into the control room. And it asked me if I wanted to put a special coin on my profile picture. I was like, no. I don't need to draw any attention to my birthday on any social media, let alone Instagram. But there's got to be a reason that question's being asked to someone in their 30s.
Oh, yeah. More people than ever.
Yeah.
You see it all the time.
Yep.
Of just, it's my birthday, like, you're doing a big thing. After, again, as our text board, 803-0930, if you want to weigh in this morning, by the way, 803-0930 on the text board this morning. Someone said, after 21, you should only celebrate on the 10th. That's kind of what
100%
agree. It is. Somebody else, 18, you can drive after 9 p.m. unless you took driver ed. I have to be honest. I don't really know the rules. All I knew was that if you're driving home from work, you're fine. I would always keep work clothes in the back seat. Yeah. And I had a driver's license. Like, it wasn't like I was driving without a license or only a permit, right? So, I don't know. I think I was okay.
Yeah. I did driver's ed. I passed on the first test, which I know is surprising to a lot of people. But I just, that's all a blur.
Nowadays, though, more and more people aren't even getting their license at 16.
Yeah, I don't get that. I could not wait. On my birthday, my dad took me to the DMV to get my my permit. I drove his Kia Spectra home. I still remember it like it was yesterday. It was a great day.
I got my permit. I did not drive home. It still took me a little bit to actually get behind the wheel. I was too...
Well, we had been driving the middle school parking lot, and I was getting... I really wanted to drive. Like, I was excited to drive.
I took driver ed because I needed to.
I took driver ed and I upset the instructor because I really liked the feeling of driving through puddles in the street. And he told me that I need to mature.
Hydroplaning. Oh my goodness. Yeah.
But it's funny because you're right. People, and I do think it's people our age, every birthday, you know, in their 30s is a big deal. This morning, I woke up like it was any other day, Brian. Yeah. I got up at 3. I went to the gym. I didn't do anything special, different.
There are a couple of ways I can see like people making their birthday a big deal. One of those is as you get a little bit older, it is a good, I can see people using it as a good excuse to get people together.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like you're past 21 or whatever the age is today, right, where... You shouldn't be celebrating, you know, a huge deal anymore, unless it's a big milestone. But it is like, hey, it's my birthday. There's a trick in doing this, though. You want to do it for, it's like, hey, it's my birthday. It would be nice if we can all, you know, I'll go out somewhere. Everyone come on over, blah, blah, blah. The caveat being, like, this isn't a huge birthday party. You know, you don't have to get me something from Toys R Us.
Right. Like, I mean, if you want to.
but you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that kind of thing. The other is I will still use my birthday around the house.
Oh, of course.
As a day where, like, it is my birthday. You know, within your nuclear family here, it is my birthday. Can I get a foot rub?
Oh, my wife has already promised me that I can play as much Madden as I want tonight. I've already been told she is on baby duty. I can play Xbox until the cows come home if I want.
It's last year it was, listen, it's my birthday. I want to take this trip to go see the Bills in Cincinnati. Like there that's is. I can wedge the birthday in there. Like that's the birthday thing that I'm doing.
You know, I feel we did two celebrations for my 30th because the game we were going to go to got rained out. Yeah. We did two celebrations for my 30th. That's good. That lasts me till 40. Those were two big.
Yeah.
I'm good till 40.
Yeah, me too.
You know what I mean?
And I don't hope it comes anytime soon.
It's quicker than you. Dude, you think 33 is bad. Wait till you're 35.
I don't want to know. We'll go to the phones. Lisa in Williamsville. Lisa, do you know people who are going all out for their birthday, no matter what the age?
I do. So I have some feelings about it, though, which is why I called it in. I personally don't like a lot of fanfare around myself, like in general, a lot of attention. But I do love birthdays for other people that I'm close to. And the reason why is I feel like the older I get or the longer we live, the more grief, the more sorrow, and the more pain we experience, right? It's a part of life. And so if we have a birthday and there's a reason to celebrate something, I say celebrate whatever we can because we already know there's plenty of grief that's coming our way the longer we live. So that's how I look at it. In this season of life, I'm turning 40 next year. And if you can celebrate something, celebrate something.
Lisa, I feel like I have a similar mindset to you where I am pro celebration. I like that mindset that you have, but also it's the idea of a lot of attention on yourself that makes you cringe a little bit.
Well, and that's why for myself, I'm not about that, but when people want to do something for me, it's very hard, but I really open my mindset in general for others, like people who I used to be like, really, we really got to do this big blowout. And I'm like, wait, no, we're at the season of life where our parents are getting sick. This is happening. Right. So like, if I can go all out for my friend, then you know what? Let's do it because we know we're going to a funeral probably in the next 6 months.
All right. Hey, I like the perspective, Lisa. Thank you. I like that idea. Again, what I said, the reason you would do this in older age is a reason to get people together as an excuse to, because a lot of times what happens, hey, like, come on, what are you doing? Come on over. You get together like, you know, I don't know. Birthday, someone might be compelled to be like, well, okay, I guess we have to. Right, like it's a birthday.
Yeah, as long as you know, like, you know, don't, you know, it's not, we're not putting presents on the window, you know, we're not opening, it's not like Toy Story.
Yeah.
We're just getting together to, the company, you know, you do get to an age where people's company is a nice enough present.
Did you ever forget how old you are? I mean, I forgot how old you are this morning.
Oh, yeah. In the last few weeks, I've been like, oh my gosh, 35. It didn't really ever hit me that I was 34, to be honest with you.
Sometimes people ask, and I have to pause.
Yeah.
I mean, I have to do the, like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, because it's not when you're 20 and you're 3 months away from being able to go to a bar. You know what I mean? It's different when you're 35. Again, I can run for president. Let me tell you, that's probably never going to happen. So this really is not a milestone.
I'm not walking around. Hey, how old are you? 33 3/4. That's how we do it. My son can tell you exactly how old he is.
Well, of course.
They'll put up the fingers and everything.
And that's until 21, I think every birthday's somewhat exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. 16, put up those fingers. Take a little longer, but
that's right.
You can do it. All right, so back to the story of the last 24 hours, Joe. This, we heard a little bit about the guy who scaled the fence, jumped into the new stadium. And then we heard a little bit more yesterday as the sheriff. I was not expecting this, I do have to say. I was expecting typical drunken fan, maybe got caught on some construction equipment. This one took a turn. Apparently, you know, he heard that you needed a PSL to go to the new stadium and thought it stood for pretty strong LSD. And then jumped the fence and got in.
Must have been a wild tailgate, by the way.
I mean,
I've been to some wild tailgates. I've never seen this combination.
Yeah, no, I haven't either. It is nuts in more ways than one. I don't even know what to make. The story speaks for itself.
It also tells you just how naive I am, because I thought people stopped doing LSD in the 70s.
Yeah, no.
So I mean, this just shows you how it was. There a few things blew my mind yesterday.
Still around.
Yeah.
It is still there. I don't like. There are lines that it just shows. We talked a little bit about tailgating yesterday. Like, there are lines that are drawn that you cannot cross, right? Like, there are wild tailgates. Mm-hmm. Eventually, it can reach a point where it's too much and you will get arrested.
Yep.
You know, you can cover yourself in ketchup and mustard all over every single home game and get a national news story about you, and everything's fine. Cover yourself from the inside of a porta potty, it's a misdemeanor.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
That's a line you can't cross.
I'm okay with that being the line that we establish.
It was so wild. There are so many things in this story that I thought really went unnoticed. The inside of the porta potty, you know, the human waste aspect of it, I think I kind of glossed over. A lot of people were focused on the drugs. I was a little bit more focused on the human waste. The drug part.
I think the drugs led to the human waste.
Yes, but the drug part is probably a lot more prevalent than people would care to admit around the Bills tailgate.
Oh.
The human waste thing, this is the first time I've ever seen that happen.
Yeah, I was not aware of this tradition.
No, this is brand new. The fact that you can fall like 30 feet below the surface, like fall to a level in the stadium pit. I kind of want a tour of the stadium site now, because I'm trying to imagine something that where it's you need to be extricated. I thought it was just kind of like a sloped in, what you see when a comet hits.
No, this thing, they're digging this thing in like the stadium is now.
It's unbelievable. What happened to the friends he was tailgating with?
Yes.
Somebody just texted in.
80309. Oh.
This part has been bugging me. He was with a group that the sheriff yesterday said just kind of left him.
I mean.
And that was it. These are terrible friends.
Yeah. Do you think after all this, he's at least reassessing the friends?
I would hope so.
I mean, there's a few things he probably has to go over in his life.
Like, hey, Steve over there, what's he doing? Oh, he's just, I think he's having a rough time. He covered himself in the inside of that porta potty. Oh, and there he goes over the fence. Hey, should we call somebody? Yeah. 15 minutes to kick off. I don't know.
Look at that line.
Inside. Like, come on, what kind of friends are these? And despite all that happened, this guy covers himself with the inside of a porta potty. While high on drugs, climbs a fence, finds himself at the bottom of a new stadium, has to be extricated. The sheriff had this to say at the end of it.
It was probably, you know, in our opinion, the best behaved crowd that we've seen since our administration has been in place.
If that's not the funniest thing you've ever heard, like, come on, give
me
a break.
He's trying to put a positive spin on everything. He's like, I just want everyone to know this was an isolated incident. Because you might be, you know.
But my other favorite part of this, right? I just want you to know it's an isolated incident. And then he kind of goes like, well, I mean, obviously, right? Like, most people aren't climbing into a porta potty, covering themselves in the inside and going out. This is a very isolated incident.
But it is funny. Before the game, we did. I walked over because I wanted to see it from the side of the fence. I didn't want to go on the other side of the fence. I just wanted to see it because I had not been in Orchard Park since they started digging. And I turned to my wife and I said, "Someone's going to jump over this fence." Like, those words came out of my mouth, not realizing that while we were waiting in line to get into the stadium, that very thing was happening.
Yes, which is why the person in there is not surprising. The events surrounding it.
Yes, everything around it is surprising. And you just wonder, you know, we mentioned the traffic and the parking yesterday. When did it turn for this guy? Like, when in the tailgate did things start going south? That's my question.
This is another point. This is another point. If you're with a group of friends and cover yourself and all of that, maybe it's not you reevaluating your friends who left you. It's all of your friends reevaluating you.
I mean, yeah. Can we just be honest for a second?
Probably a good point.
If you're at a tailgate or you're doing something with friends, and one of the friends runs to the port-a-john, walks out with stuff on him from the port-a-john. I mean, what are you entitled to do? Like, what are you supposed to do as a friend?
I don't want him back in my car for the ride home.
At the very least. But as a friend, what are you supposed to do? Like, how do you address that situation?
Oh, that's a good question. 803-0930. This and more coming up after the news with Lucas on WBEN.
Yes, welcome back, BMaz and Beamer. And Brian, I have to tell you, you know, my favorite time of the year is approaching quite quickly. And for the, I saw the first spotting of Reese's Christmas trees yesterday. And I just want to let people know they're out there. So you don't have to settle for the pumpkin. The Christmas trees are already out there and ready to go.
I feel bad enough having Halloween stuff out on my front porch when it's so nice outside.
Yeah.
That the Christmas stuff in the stores is sickening to me.
Have you seen the combination?
What do you mean?
Well, they'll have Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
And Christmas. Yeah. There's actually a place called At Home by Whole Foods. They have a Halloween tree.
Halloween tree?
Yes. So if you say, I don't have my Christmas tree up enough.
Oh, okay.
You can make it into a Halloween tree, take it down, and then put the Christmas stuff up.
No, not going to work in my house. No, thank you. It's just too nice. These have been perfect, perfect days. Just a crisp morning, a beautiful afternoon, and cool overnight for sleeping. You cannot get anything better than the last week. It's been unbelievable.
I love the little chill in the air walking to the car, then it's 20 degrees warmer when we leave work. I love that.
That's great. Joe, we've talked about this on the show before, and it's came to fruition yesterday. The Thruway Authority unanimously voted Monday to pass a toll hike, increasing rates starting in January, 5% for Easy Pass holders, more significantly. Right now, people who have tolls by mail or just don't have an Easy Pass pay 30% more than Easy Pass holders. They will now pay 75% more than what Easy Pass users pay. There's another increase happening in 2027. A trip from Buffalo to Albany costs an Easy Pass user $12.18. It will increase to $13.41 by 2027. For a non-Easy Pass user, that trip in 2027 will cost $23.47.
And how many members of State Senate and Assembly do we have in Western New York that make that drive regularly?
That make the trip? I don't know. A different example, they have this toll and distance calculator under the new rates effective in January. Right now, if you go from just the 90 here, exit 50, to Dunkirk, it would cost $179. If you don't have an Easy Pass, it's $314. Mm. And then this is the part that really gets me, and I know it gets you too, Joe. Tolls that post to Easy Pass accounts by license plate will be charged the tolls by mail rate.
Why?
That's the part where somebody make that make sense for me, where you have an Easy Pass account. You have a license plate reader that's doing the work for you. It immediately knows that this license plate belongs to this Easy Pass account, yet it's going to cost more than double the price. No, that's not right. Almost double the price. Just because, 75% more, just because, I just said it. Just because you don't have the little thing attached to your window, or it's not attached in the right way.
Yeah, they should get rid of the Easy Pass. I mean, the technology is here to read your license plate. Right? There should be no
that's the part.
Again, I always use this. It's not 1996. We don't need the little thing to catch. We have the technology that can, in an instant, put your license plate with your Easy Pass. You know, another thing that we've taught, I've done a few hard lines on this, Brian, or a few segments of hard line on this. I really hope this ramps up that push. And I know people are going to say, Joe, it's only 30 cents, whatever, but it adds up for people. The toll at transit on the 90 needs to be moved another exit. You should not pay a toll to travel within Western New York. I mean, the prices are ridiculous, right? There's no getting around that. I'm not ignoring that. But there should not be a toll anywhere to commute in Western New York, because all you're doing is having people avoid that, and you're clogging up Main Street in Williamsville and in Amherst. And I know there was a push by Congressman Higgins. I know there's been a push by Brian Culpa.
And it's gone silent.
That toll needs to be moved, and I hope this ramps it back up.
Ever since the toll booth is gone, there's really no reason. You have a detector. You know when the car went on, when the car went off. It should be a toll-free zone.
Yes.
In Western New York.
Yep.
Exactly like you said.
People are avoiding it. And again, you can just laugh and say, oh, it's only 40 cents, only 50 cents. But it's proven, people are going around that toll, mm-hmm. and it's making Main Street unsafe, and it's clogging up a street that's not meant for that kind of traffic.
And, all right, so you want to charge non-Easy Pass users 75% more for some inane reason. I can't figure it out. It doesn't make sense to me. Like Joe said, the technology should be the same. I guess the way it isn't the same is the Easy Pass user, you have your credit card on file or whatever to take out the payment. But in the case that you are an Easy Pass account holder, and it reads the license plate and knows you're an Easy Pass account holder, there's no reason for that to be 75% more. Like, that part is just, it should it's have insane. People jumping out.
You're not doing any extra work to put that together. The computers are doing that instantly. It's not costing you manpower to add to put the license plate with the Easy Pass account. It's complete insanity.
A 5% toll increase, I've gotten past the point of caring. Yeah, right? I mean, it's just like, of course, you know, you're in New York State, you're going to pay tolls. I like how they compare it to like the turnpike or whatever the amount per mile that you're paying. The only difference is you are like always paying it here in New York. Like there in Pennsylvania, you can go down the highway north to south. You can go in other areas and totally avoid a toll to begin with. You go to here from here to Pittsburgh. As soon as you hit Pennsylvania, you don't pay a single toll to go on the turnpike. That's only if you're going all the way across the across the state to Philadelphia.
That's right.
Here you have to pay it. It's as soon as you enter the state, and it is now going to cost you more. So that happened yesterday.
No surprise. We knew it was coming. But yeah, hopefully on Sunday, just a little promo here on a Tuesday, Brian. Hopefully on Sunday we'll have Congressman Higgins, because I would like to see if that talk is going to ramp back up now, because it's ridiculous that to go that one extra exit in.
Well, no, Amherst. It's not just going to cost 30 cents, too. So if you don't have an Easy Pass, you go through that. Now I'm going to have to do the little toll calculator here. I did it before, and I have to say it again. But it will cost. So where is that? That's exit 50, right? Exit 50 is the
Lancaster?
Or Niagara Falls exit. And then exit 50, you're going to Lancaster, right?
Yes.
That toll will now cost, and this is a terrible radio as I try and scroll through all my exits on the thruway. How much is the toll now? 15 cents?
15 cents, yep.
It'll go up 5% if you have an Easy Pass, which a lot of people say, well, what's the big difference, right? The Depew Lockport, right?
Depew Lock?
Yeah.
That's the one, yep.
So on 14 cents right now. It will be 25 cents if you don't have an Easy Pass toll, or if you just forget your Easy Pass, 25 cents. But then if you do tolls by mail, because there's no option to just flick a quarter in a bucket,
yeah,
it will bring cost like an extra three something down. You're paying to go from, you know, Williamsville to Transit Road.
Yep.
You're going to end up paying like $3.50.
Yeah.
When it's all said and done with the mailing.
And that's a big issue of, I mean, people were avoiding 15 cents to begin with. Okay. You can laugh at it. That's what people were doing. But now, Brian, that right there, people don't want the confusion. And they hear of all this confusion, or they've been victim of all this confusion. They're like, I don't want to go through all that just to get to Williamsville quicker, or just to get to Depew quicker. I'll just get off on the 290 and I'll drive down Main Street. And again, that's what's causing a huge backup. And as someone who lives near Main Street in Williamsville, that is something I'm noticing more and more. So I like Brian said, you can drive most, I know we're not a major city, we're a medium market city, and that should be an even bigger reason why. Most cities our size, no matter what the highway is, you can get around without paying the toll.
And it's not even to mention, right, the people have been charged too much, you know, missed tolls, don't get the thing in the mail.
Double charged.
Anything like that. So all of that. Hey, happy Tuesday to you. dress code, Joe. There is a dress code going away.
Yeah.
For casual Fridays on the Senate floor.
It's now casual Friday every day in the U.S. Senate. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer changing the informal dress code to let senators wear whatever they'd like. Mr. Schumer saying he'll continue to wear a suit, which was the norm until the change. This may only be important to Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman, who often shows up to work in shorts and a sweatshirt, which he can now wear on the Senate floor.
Andy Field there. Is it too much to ask to have some places that you do have to get dressed up for? No. This might be the whole show tomorrow too, just because we we're supposed to talk about it at the beginning. But like, come on, like, I mean, that's all I really have to say. Like, come on, there's some places where, yes, I know we're more casual now than we ever have. There are some places. It might not even be your workplace. There are some places where getting dressed up, being a little bit more formal, should still be the norm, or else it kind of tarnishes, in my view, what that place is. I call me old-fashioned, but the Capitol building, when you're on the floor of the Senate or the floor of the House or you're in the Oval Office, should be one of those places.
Yeah. When I toured the White House in 2009, Brian, I had a suit on. I wore a suit to the White House because everyone else there has a suit on. You should dress up. I think that's one of the places. You know, this has inspired me, though. I think I've been dressing a little too casually. So I think a couple days a week, the work schedule of the Senate, a couple days a week, I'm going to dress up. I think I might work better. I think, you know, 35, this is the time to have a few days a week where you take the nice clothes, you get the dust off them, and you wear them to work. You've been dressing nicer, I've been noticing.
I kind of feel more at work.
Yeah.
When you dress up a little bit nicer. So like that's you bring up a point. Here it's always been a casual.
Yes.
You know, even before the COVID stuff.
You had interns wearing pajamas. Yes.
Yeah. but it's been casual, even like during the daytime. I've very rarely, if ever, seen a tie, except for Jimmy when he had the court date last week.
Yeah.
I've rarely seen anyone wear a tie. It's what you call like business casual.
Right.
You know, a couple people might wear a sports coat if they're going out on a meeting, but a little bit more casual. After 2020, it got maybe a little bit more casual. And I would come in here wearing jeans and a t-shirt sometimes. Nice t-shirt.
Yeah.
but it would be like one of those things. It's not
I was
like
wearing sweatpants in 2020. So I am very guilty. And like I think I've hit an age now, Brian, where I'm no longer in the 18 to 24 category. Yeah. It's time to at least a few days a week not dress like I'm going to high school.
But like what are the, you know, things have gotten casual, but where's the line? Like my thinking is you have this is how I have it. I have formal clothes, like I have suits.
Yeah.
I have clothes that are in the middle, right, that are more, that are casual, but that are presentable casual is what I'll call them. And then I'll have stuff that I'll just wear wherever, which is kind of like my normal everyday clothing. Like in that middle is still, even though it's a casual environment in the office, I'm still not going to the wear whatever
right
part.
And that middle category, for me at least, it's something that I can wear nice shoes with or sneakers with, right? Is that what we're talking about? That middle section? You can wear nice shoes.
Yeah.
But you can also wear sneakers with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's most people are in there when they go to work.
This would be it.
Yeah. Right?
I'm wearing sneakers. I'm wearing jeans. I'm wearing a button-down shirt.
Yeah.
Like this kind of fits into that middle category. It's not quite what I'm wearing all the time out, especially when it's so nice outside.
Yeah.
It's not formal wear by any stretch of the means, but it's somewhere in between. You wouldn't be embarrassed walking into work. My less than formal wear would be like camo shorts and a hoodie, which is now acceptable on the Senate floor. And like that, I can't wrap my head around. If I won't wear it to work at a place where nobody sees me, like
yeah,
that shouldn't be worn at one of the like supposedly most buttoned up places in the country.
If you can't wear it to a steakhouse, you shouldn't be able to wear it to Senate. That's
yes!
My rule. That's my rule. If it would
which,
get you
by the
rejected
way, speaking of a steakhouse,
yeah. Like,
you go to some places and it is hilarious the amount of I have sat down in. Now there are of course levels to the steakhouse.
And there are some steakhouses that literally will not let you in.
Right.
Yeah.
There are more formal, more expensive steakhouses, more where you would probably not see this happening. But then and then there are more casual steakhouses. But to me it's still a steakhouse.
Yeah.
I want to wear a collar at least when I'm sitting down for that meal. And you'll see people tabled next to each other at some restaurants. You'll have one person wearing a suit. This is their anniversary dinner.
Yeah.
And the table next to, I've seen this happen. I've seen a person wearing a suit Right next to the table, there was a person in a San Jose Sharks jersey and then somebody else wearing pajama pants in the same, you know, quote-unquote steakhouse. One of these chain, it's a lower-level steakhouse, yes, but it still steakhouse. Has steakhouse on the sign.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Like, can we all kind of come to a consensus? There are some places where you dress a certain way.
I think one of the places that has really, you walk in and you'll see people dressed all sorts of way. I think church. I think church is still a place where you wear a button-up shirt. Like, I don't think you wear a polo to church. And I've seen people do it.
Really?
Yeah, I think church is a button-up place.
How often do you go?
Well, I'm
if you went, I think you'd have a different...
I mean, I used to, when I was growing up, I went all the time, and we are looking for a church that doesn't have service at 10 or 11 on Sunday. I would...
You went to no Sunday church.
Well, yeah,
most churches.
I work on Sunday. I'm sorry.
No, that is a funny thing. Like, you go up to... Listen, I want to join. I just... the Sunday thing, it's not working for me. I know it's your thing, but...
No. There's no early service. Like, there's not a church with an 8 a.m. service. I fail to believe all the churches in Western New York. I can't find something with a Sunday 8 a.m. service.
Church to me is right where work is for me, unless it's Easter Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, dressing up, if I had, you know, my parents made me dress up for church, and I guess I've always followed that when thinking of going to church.
Well, it depends on the church, depends on the vibe, depends on everything else. To me, it falls into the where work is right now. It's not formal wear.
You're not wearing sweatpants.
You're not wearing whatever you wear when you're outside of church. You're in the in-between there where you have your presentable clothes on at church.
That's fair.
That is a place. At a wedding, it's formal.
Yes.
More and more people are going completely against that.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either. Like, if you're not going to dress, there are certain events. You're speaking on the Senate floor. You're going to a wedding. There are certain moments in life where if you're not getting dressed up for this, you're obviously never doing it. But, like, what? When will you ever get dressed up? Your own wedding. Like, some people have, like, so casual. I saw the video. People getting married in Bills jerseys in the Bills parking lot. Beautiful.
Yeah, hey.
I hope you have a long-lasting marriage.
So do I.
But if you're not going to get dressed up for your own wedding, when are you?
Right.
That's like I wore a cummerbund at my wedding. And the guy was like, oh, you want one of these? Like, a lot of people don't say it. And I said, well, if I'm not going to do it now, I'm literally never going to wear it.
Yeah. It's a great great way to look at it.
I mean, I don't know. At least that's my
I think we should bring back, every once a season, let's bring back Tux and Pucks. Let's dress up to go to a hockey game, like the old days.
I used to like it. If the schedule works out. I mean, I think they did it last year or the year before. Of the past 2 years, they did it.
They've done it since COVID.
They brought it back.
Okay.
And they were able to do it. Maybe we'll talk more about this tomorrow. I just like the Senate floor.
Are we going to dress up tomorrow?
Shorts and hoodies. No.
No? Okay.
To the extent that I am now, maybe, but that's about it.
No suit? No suit Wednesday?
Maybe
a suit Thursday.
I'll be wearing a suit Sunday. That's it.
Suit Sunday, but no suit Wednesday. All right. We got to get the schedule out.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll work it out. David is up next. He's got 4 hours of fantastic programming, and then Tom Bowerly. So don't touch that dial. David is here after the news with Lucas Buckley on News Radio 930 WBEN. We'll see you tomorrow.